Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Once more into the road breach, once more into the suitcase before the Rock Hounds pack up and head for home, which they will do after this evening's game here in Frisco, Texas, wrapping up a road trip, which began, of course, 2 weeks ago, Springfield, Missouri, matchup with the North Division co-leading Cardinals, Rockhounds winning 4 out of 6. Hounds have won 3 of the first 5 of this series with the Frisco Rough Riders, the Hounds and the Rough Riders, and by the way, San Antonio very much hanging around in the Texas League South Division race. Missions have won some ball games lately, and so they are still very much in this race. And by the way, Missions will come to town as part of the upcoming homestand. But in this series, and it is between the teams that have been at the top of the South Division and still are, here in this 24 season, with this being game number 45, there are 25 games remaining. The Rockhounds have taken 3 out of 5. It's been last night in particular, really the last night's game and the latter stages of Thursday night. Baseball does not always go by the book, if you will. The stat sheet doesn't always tell you what's going to happen. The Frisco Rough Riders have been the best defensive team in terms of fielding percentage, fewest number of errors, not only in the Texas League, but in all of AA baseball. Well, an error allowed the Rockhounds to take the lead on Thursday, and the Rockhounds' single run yesterday came based largely on 2 Frisco errors. Speaking of, the Rockhounds in yesterday's game, Rockhounds had 15 base runners. The Rough Riders had just 6. The Riders had only 3 hits yesterday, and one of them was a bunt late in the game, but the other 2 were solo home runs. The Rockhounds had opportunities galore, did not cash in. They squandered 14 base runners, leaving 10 men on base. One was picked off. It was Cooper Bowman picked off first base. 2 caught stealings, and the Hounds bounced into a double play. So the opportunity was there. The Rockhounds, well, they are the top offensive team in all of AA baseball. They average 5.84 runs, to be precise, and that is a half run more than anybody else in AA. But yesterday, nope. Squandered some base runners, and 2-1 was the final. And the Riders, all of a sudden, errors have factored in big time for the best defensive team in all of AA baseball. Riders, by the way, are also largely in the top 10 or so offensively among the 30 AA teams. Blake Beers, by the way, tip of the cap. Yeah, he gave up a couple of solo home runs yesterday, but Blake gave up only those 2 base hits. He went 7 innings, and he did walk 3, struck out 4. He walked the first 2 batters he faced and gave up only 3 more base runners the rest of the way through 7 innings. An outstanding performance, and normally a performance that would get you a win, but yesterday the Hounds just unable to cash in on a bunch of opportunities, and 2-1 was the final. As the Riders take the diamond for Sunday evening baseball, this is pretty basic stuff. This is head-to-head, the top two teams in the South. So this will be a two-game swing this evening. The Hounds will board the bus, what, 3 or so hours from now? Okay, maybe 4, but 3 or so hours from now, they will be either a half game or 2.5 games ahead of Frisco with 24 games remaining. And again, it's getting a little redundant, but I think it's importantly so. These two teams will finish the first half with a 6-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark in June. So it's really starting to get into pennant race time for this first half season when the Hounds open their ball game Tuesday with Corpus Christi opening the homestand. 24 games remaining, 4 6-game series. By the way, 3 of the 4 series at Rocky Town after this 12-game road trip. Take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Keyboard, I might add. Ah, welcome to 2024. Nicely done, ladies and gentlemen. That was really nicely sung. So a swing game here. The Rockhounds have clinched a winning road trip. And again, the start 2 weeks ago, if you'd said that, of course, now the Hounds have had some good success, and 7-4 sounds good. 8-4 sounds better than 7-5. But the Rockhounds will have a winning road trip against two of the three top teams in the Texas League entering this road swing. And now in terms of this series, a chance to win it outright, the Riders will look to split it. Emiliano Teodo will go to the mound for Frisco. He's been really good. Interesting numbers, but he's been outstanding. James Gonzalez, left-hander, will get the start for the Rockhounds in the final game of this series and the final game of this road trip. So one more time before the Hounds pack the bags and head for home, we invite you to kick back, relax, let us take you out to the ballgame. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders from Frisco, first pitch of the ballgame, right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
First time on this road trip, and I think the first time in 2024, we have seen anything with triple digits in the terms of the temperature. It's 97 degrees at first pitch, but the heat index is at 102. A little bit of humidity, not quite as much as yesterday. Boy, last evening was really muggy here. But it is warm after battling rain for a whole bunch. We actually have sunshine bathing the ball yard. Shadows will stretch out from left to right as you and I look at it. Just a couple of light standers casting those shadows right now. Emiliano Teodo to face Cooper Bowman. First pitch of the road trip finale. And that is down and away for ball one to Cooper. Rockhounds second baseman leading it off. Teodos Hall, slender right-hander, comes set. Delivery to Cooper, swung on and fouled away. Boy, that got the catcher, Cooper Johnson. Got him, boy, pretty flush, too. He's going to take the walk around the backside of that batting circle. Cooper Johnson behind the plate, and that foul tip got him. Home plate umpire is Jack Wasson, and he will dust some imaginary dirt off the home plate. Cooper Johnson says he's okay, but man, that's a heck of a start to the game for him. 1-1 to Cooper Bowman. Jack Winkler again will bat second. He is the shortstop. Jack Winkler at short. Colby Thomas batting third. He's a DH, but again, will bat in the three spot, his accustomed spot in the lineup. 1-1 to Cooper. Pitch by Teodo. High and in for a ball. Count is 1 and make it 2-1. Shane McGuire catching, batting cleanup. Shane behind the plate. Brendan Malone at first base, batting fifth. Brennan at first in the five spot. Teodo's pitch, strike called inside half of the plate, 2-2. Junior Perez in center field, batting sixth. Junior's in center. Jason Rosario in right field, batting seventh. Rosario in right field. Pitch to Cooper, down and in. Count goes full to the game's leadoff batter. Saheed Valenzuela batting eighth. He's the third baseman. Saheed is at third. And Caden Trinkle rounds it out in left field. Caden Trinkle in left for the Hounds in the series finale. 3-2 stretch. Pitch to Cooper. Bounced it foul toward the Frisco dugout. And count stays 3-2. Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas up top. McGuire, Malone, and Perez in the middle of the order. And Rosario, Valenzuela, and Trinkle will round it out. 3-2 second time, and a swing and a miss got him. Bowman out on strikes to start this ball game. One up and one down for Teodo. Emiliano Teodo making his eighth start. And his numbers are somewhat interesting. In 32 and two-thirds innings, well, we'll add the third here. He just struck Cooper out. 33 innings, 20 hits, 20 walks, and 39 strikeouts. Pitches up high to Jack Winkler for ball one, 1-0. Add all that up, and it's a 1.22 whip, and opposition hitting just 182 against him, so he's had outstanding numbers. Pitch inside for a ball, and the count goes 2-0 now to Jack. So again, the bases on balls, that's a fairly high number, matches the number of base hits he has allowed, but been really tough to hit, and a lot of whips, a swing and a foul straight back. Count 2-1 to the Rockhound shortstop, Jack at 274. Thomas waiting on deck. Had some breeze come and go this afternoon. Not much right now, only about 7 to 10 miles an hour. Pitch to Winkler, swung on and missed. Count goes 2-2. Not long ago, this early evening, wind was pretty strong, but again, it's backed off a little bit. Pitch to Winkler down and away. Another full count now for Teodo. Emiliano Teodo, 6'1", 165, out of Barahona in the Dominican Republic. Right-hander set, full count to Jack. Winkler waits, pitch, high and tight. Roll call, third strike, wow. Okay, well, Jack Winkler and I had exactly the same take on that pitch. High and tight for a called strike three. Oh, goodness, is the... Jerry Coleman once said, slides into second with a stand-up double. Now high and tight for a called third strike. So two up, two down. Boy, that looked generous. We'll see if that's the way the zone will be in this ball game. Now here's Colby. Nobody on, two out. First pitch swing, line drive into right center field. Base hit. Kind of a soft liner, in fact. That ball got in on Colby a little bit. This broadcast location, which is, well, directly behind home plate, which is a nice thing, is four stories up. And there are times on a ball such as that, tough to tell the, in some senses, the velocity and how hard it was hit. That was half looper, half liner. But it got down into right field for a base hit. So Colby breaks a little two-game slide, although he has just been so productive. A number on Colby in a minute. Here's Shane McGuire as Thomas draws a throw to first base. Colby now hits in eight of his last 10 games, broke a little over seven with that base hit, but again, in his last 10 games, hitting right about 285 with 16 runs batted in. Pitch from Teodo, down and away for a ball, 1-0 to Shane McGuire. Shane, the Rockhounds catcher in the cleanup spot. 255 on the year, 3 home runs, 17 driven in. 5 stolen bases, I might add. Left-handed hitter ready to go. Chokes up a little bit, swings fly ball left field, but that's going to go right at Cepeda, and he's there for the out. So the base hit by Colby Thomas, but he is stranded at first base. Couple of whiffs for Emiliano Teodo. And so a half inning in the books. Sunday evening baseball from Frisco. The Rockhounds nothing, and against left-hander James Gonzalez, the Rough Riders coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Kellen Strom will lead it off for the Riders. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Hounds with a base hit, but nothing to go with it. And James Gonzalez go to the mound. He was here on Tuesday morning when this series began. That's a win in that ball game. Left-hander fires, and Strom takes outside for ball one. One ball, no strike. Strom, the center fielder. Aaron Zavala on deck, designated hitter in this game. Zavala batting second. Hounds have the infield in at the corners against Strom. Shows no signs of bunny. Ground ball sharply hit, and in fact, over the glove of Saheed Valenzuela. Well, that time, the iPad got it wrong. Strom sends a sharp bouncer. If Saheed is playing back, that ball hit right at him. He was playing even with a bag or so, and even then, the ball just got over his glove. It was sharply hit on a one long hop, but it would have been an out, or at least certainly a likely out. But again, where you're playing, of course, what are the man saying for love of the game? It's all about positioning. One on, nobody down for Aaron Zavala. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Zavala swings and misses at a breaking pitch, 0-1. Cody Freeman on deck. What a series he has had. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, batting third, playing third. He's on deck. Set by Gonzalez, pitch to Zavala. Just outside, one ball, one strike. Josh Hatcher batting cleanup. He's the right fielder. Hatcher is in right. K-Bear Rodriguez batting fifth at second base. Rodriguez, the second baseman. Set by Gonzalez. Strom runs a little bit. Pitch down the middle called strike, 1-2. Abimelech Ortiz, first baseman batting sixth. Ortiz at first. Alex Degote, the shortstop, batting seventh. Alex Degote at short. Gonzalez set 1-2 pitch. Just down and away for a ball, 2-2. Hazel Cepeda is the left fielder batting eighth. Cepeda is in left. And Cooper Johnson rounds it out behind the plate. Cooper Johnson catching, and batting ninth for the Rough Riders. One on and nobody down. Bottom of the first, no score. Strom takes the lead. Gonzalez with a 2-2. Down and away again. Ball three. Strom, Zavala, and Freeman Hatcher, Rodriguez, and Ortiz, to Godey, Cepeda, and Johnson for Frisco. Riders 26-17. Game and a half behind the Hounds. Pitch, boy, down and away. Ball four, two on, nobody out. And that brings up Cody Freeman. Well, two on and nobody out isn't what you're looking for, and not with this guy coming to the dish. Freeman is hitting 308. He's one of the top hitters in the league all around. And in this series, he is 7 for 14, a double, a homer. He's only driven in a couple, but he's 7 for 14. On base, 9 out of 16 in the series, and has played flawless defense as he has all season. Takes down and in, ball one, and James Gonzalez, two batters and one pitch into this game, is in a pretty serious jam right off the proverbial bat. Freeman at the plate, Hatcher on deck. Freeman stands about halfway in the box, east and west, doesn't crowd the plate at all. Not an overly big guy. Takes down and in for a ball. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Steps out for a moment. Freeman, 5'10", 180. At Rancho Cucamonga in California. Two on, nobody down, and a 2-0 count to a dangerous hitter. Pitch swung on, bouncing ball, and back up middle. Here's Winkler. Flips to second base for one on to first, double play. 6-4-3. Boy, that is big any time you look at it, but two on, nobody out to start the ballgame, and the guy who has just been off the charts good in this series bounces into a double play. He's done that twice. It's the only speed bump on his offensive card in this series for Freeman, but that's a big double play, and now we'll see if James can take advantage of it. Here's Josh Hatcher. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Runner at third. Two men down. Hounds shade him up the middle with Jack Winkler, the shortstop. Pitch swung on and lined into center. A base hit, and the Riders are on the board. And the ball is, oh my goodness, misplayed by Junior Perez. That's, boy, I cannot do that. Just flat ran over it. So a single with an RBI and an error. Josh Hatcher, and he's really struggled in this series. I'm glad I didn't give you his numbers. It would have been a reverse jinx, I guess. But Hatcher just 1 for 15 in the series. He was hitting 345 coming into the series. But he drives in the game's first run, compounded by the fielding error on Junior, and it's a runner in scoring position with two men down in the first inning. And the batter is Gabriel Rodriguez. I'm sorry, Abimelech Ortiz. Oh, that's interesting. Change the lineup. Thank you very much, swinging strike 0-1. We had it the other way around. At least that's what I was given. That's just hopefully a minor change, and the only change, if indeed it is. Might be a paperwork mistake. It's been a long road trip. Of course, it always could be a paperwork mistake. No, it is not. That is a change in the lineup. Okay, I'm vindictive. I'm off the hook. 0-1 count to Ortiz. Swings and misses in a breaking pitch. Now we'll see if, interesting, we'll see if Desi, if he is batting out of order. Because on the lineup card we were given, Rodriguez was batting fifth and Ortiz was batting sixth. This is Ortiz at the plate. Breaking pitch just outside 1-2. It would make more sense for Ortiz to be batting higher in the order. He's a power guy. Rodriguez is not, but that's not the way the lineup card was given to us. Here's the stretch and pitch, and a breaking ball swung on and missed. So after all is said and done, we'll keep an eye on that. See if they bat it out of order. I don't think it'll make any difference now, but it'll mess up some paperwork for sure. So one run on a couple of hits, a walk and an error, a double play, and one man left on base. Other than that, nothing going on in the first inning for the Rough Riders. But Frisco gets on the board here in the last half of the first. So one inning of play in the Metroplex at Riders Field, and it's Frisco 1, the Rockhounds nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Riders on top, 1-0, RBI single from Josh Hatcher. Drives in his 27th of the year. Again, Hatcher came into this series hitting .345, the second overall in the league, and had been really quiet in the series, but comes up with a base hit. And it comes right after the Hounds turn to double play, so that stings a little bit extra. Brendan Malone, Junior Perez, and Jason Rosario will face Emiliano Teodo. Rockhounds coming home, and it's Tuesday, and it's no longer a week from Tuesday or 2 weeks from Tuesday. Nope. This Tuesday, the Rockhounds face the Corpus Christi Hooks in Rocky Town. Starts a terrific 2 week homestand. Of course, that means we have pretty much two of all the good stuff. Two half price tickets on Tuesday. Got a Bark in the Park coming up as well. Two Thirsty Thursdays, a couple of fireworks nights, two terrific giveaway items on Fridays. All starts Tuesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Brendan Malone takes up high from Teodo for ball one. Second inning is underway. Check it out online. Get your tickets online as well, right where you are, MidlandRockhounds.org. Pop up shallow right field and over the shoulder. A nice catch by Ortiz in shallow right field. Abimelech Ortiz, really good play. Brendan Malone just popped that ball up in his shallow right field, and Ortiz made a really nice play. Big fella rambling into shallow right over the shoulder. Second baseman Rodriguez was chasing as well, but Ortiz hauls it in. One away. Junior Perez, the batter. Junior at 230, six home runs, 20 driven in. Last dozen games have been maybe his best stretch of the year just overall at the plate. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Flashes of power throughout the year. He has tremendous pop and very good speed. Swings and bounces one foul wide to third base. One ball, one strike. Six home runs, 20 driven in, 13 steals in 15 attempts. And over his last 12, it's not a streak of any kind, although he's reached base in 11 of the 12 games, hits in 10 of them, and hitting just under .300. And three home runs, 11 driven in that space. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Strikeout total remains really high. Virtually, not quite on the nose, but close enough. 50% strikeouts, 56 strikeouts in 113 at-bats. 56 out of 112 would be 50% exactly. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive, right side, base hit. Well, that is a really good AB for Junior Perez. Man, you see just a little bit more of that the rest of the way. He's so strong. That was a pitch that looked like it might have jammed him a little bit, but just went, punched it through on the opposite way. He's a right-handed hitter, punched it through into right center field. So Junior now on base in 12 out of his last 13, right about .300. Sharp single to right center field. One man on, second hit for the Rockhounds, and here's Jason Rosario. It's down and away for a ball, 1-0. Left-handed hitting right fielder. So he Valenzuela on deck. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing in the second inning. Even with a bag at third is Cody Freeman. Pitch to Rosario down and away for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Jason, no home runs, 11 driven in. A really good stretch the last 15, 16 games for him, so 3 weeks or so. Toss over to first, Junior diving back into the bag under the tag of Abimelech Ortiz. Rosario overall at .288, largely on the strength of his last 15 or so games. Pitch takes high and away for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Again, Teodo, the one number that you kind of circle for him is a negative. The 20 bases on balls in 32 and the two-thirds coming in. 20 hits, 20 walks in that span. Stretch and pitch, and Rosario taken all the way. Now it's ball four. Well, just that quickly, after breaking the curse last evening. I will explain in a moment, but Rosario has now reached base in 16 straight. He has hit in 7 consecutive games, and that 4-pitch walk is going to bring the conversation with the battery in the infield. 6 guys on the mound for the Riders. Last night, Jason came up as a pinch hitter in the 9th inning. He came up with a 7-game hit streak, 15-game on-base streak, and he drew a walk. It was on a 3-2 pitch. We have seen 3 streaks end during the course of this road trip with a player coming to the plate just once in that game, and that's just a little bit cruel. But Jason drew a walk, so the 7-game hit streak stays in place because he didn't have it at bat, and he did reach base in his one plate appearance, and he's walked here, so really nice stretch. He's on base in 16 straight games and hitting .326 in that span. So that is a really nice stretch offensively for a guy with some double-A experience in Jason Rosario. Saeed takes a called strike with 2 men on and 1 man down. Saeed Valenzuela, left-handed hitter. He's a switch hitter batting from the left side against Emiliano Teodo. Last name T-E-O-D-O. Swinging a bouncer, and that is just foul wide of the bag at third. The 0-2 count. So he'd like a couple of good swings to kind of pack with him on that bus ride home. Last 9 games, just 4-for-28. Steps back in and taps the dish. 1-0 Riders in the 2nd inning. Rockhounds with 2 men on and 1 man down. Valenzuela waits. Pitched by Teodo. Swing and a bouncer foul. And jammed him, but he got over the top of it and sends it over toward the Hounds dugout on the first base side. Still 0-2 to Saeed. Caden Trinkle will follow here in the 2nd inning. Riders with shortstop Alex Degote shading up the middle against Valenzuela. Right side of the infield plays in the pull. Outfield is the opposite way. Pitch swung on, foul back, still 0-2. Saeed for the season, again joining the ball club after opening the season at the Arizona Complex, hitting .214. Stretch and pitch, and that's just down and in. Boy, fastball in it. Just missed a little low and inside. Boy, fastball, I guess, 101. But Teodo, again, that one of those reminds you a little bit of a Pedro Martinez in that he's not the biggest guy in the world, but throws so hard. Pitch is high and outside for a ball, that time at 90, so that's off speed for Teodo. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lead runner, Junior Perez at 2nd. Jason Rosario is at 1st. Perez, of course, runs extremely well. Rosario can run a little bit. 2-2 count. Saeed waits. Pitch swung on. Bounced that one foul past Gregorio Petit. Just under G's left foot in the coaching area. Coaching boxes have always, I mean, really started doing baseball, professional baseball in 1988, and ever since, I would like to know the number of times a coach is actually in the coaching box. And the answer in, what, 37 years, 36 years is probably like 17 or something like that. It's like a designated area that the coaches are supposed to stay away from is what it boils down to. So G is well inside the coaching box at 3rd, outside of it toward home plate, in other words. So he's getting maybe a new baseball bat there. Still 2-2. Bluff move to 2nd, no throw. Teodo, the reason I'm laughing, Teodo turned and made a bluff move to 2nd. Perez went diving back into the bag. The shortstop, Degote, didn't move. And the umpire was looking very intently to make the call was Kyle Stutz. But Alex Degote didn't budge. Check swing, but that's outside. Ball 3-2. So you had the intense fake, the intense look from the umpire, the dive back into the bag by Junior Perez, and the shortstop says, nah, not interested. There was, of course, no throw, so Alex was entirely correct. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count. Perez dances off the bag, pitches to Saeed. Hard hit, ball right side. It'll be handled at 2nd base to shortstop for 1. Degote's relay double play. Boy, Saeed Valenzuela, and he just, that's got to be so frustrating. It was a hard-hit ball, but it was handled nicely by Rodriguez. K-Bear ranged to his left, made the play, long, strong throw to short into Godey's relay. Now, he was ready for that throw. He was paying attention on that one. And the inning comes to an end. So no runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and a man left on base on the double play. To the bottom of the second we go. The Riders lead it in the finale of this series to the bottom of the second, 1-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the second, and K-Bear Rodriguez will lead it off. So apparently this is the order they will go with. The ground ball sharply hit on two bounces, but there is Jack Winkler shoulder high to make the play. Throw is wide, but a really good catch and tag by Malone. They get him? No, he's safe. Wow. Brennan Malone made the catch coming off the bag, but his tag missed Rodriguez. And K-Bear hit the deck trying to get around the tag. He then dove back in from the right field side of the bag at first, and that will go as an error on Jack Winkler. Boy, Rodriguez, boy, I don't know that he avoided that tag, but the umpire said he did, and that's all that matters. So that will be a second error of this ballgame for the Rockhounds. As Rodriguez reaches on the error, he wasn't exactly flying down the line initially. Here's a called strike to Alex DeGody. It's 0-1. Throwing error on Jack Winkler. They replayed that, and when Rodriguez hit the ball, he wasn't going full tilt right out of the box, but then the throw was wide. He ranged to his right, stayed in the baseline, avoided the tag, and then dove back in and got the bag. He's running here. Pitch taken up and away. Throw by Shane McGuire, and he is out, and that will take care of that. Cooper Bowman covers the bag, caught stealing 2-4. So Rodriguez thrown out. One ball, one strike to DeGody. The error is wiped away. It was a good effort by Brendan Malone. He made the catch and kind of that. We've seen it so often, the wide throw, but the catch and the sweep tag by the first baseman. Thought he might have gotten in, but now that doesn't matter a lick, except for the error. High pop fly off the bat of DeGody into shallow center, right center, and Jason Rosario will chuck it in. That almost found the Bermuda Triangle. Cooper was going out. Junior was coming in from center, and Jason finally glides over and hangs onto it. Pop fly into shallow right center for the second out of the inning. Two away for Hazel Cepeda. First name, G-E-I-S-E-L. Hazel Cepeda. Reaches out. Boy, he tapped that plate with some authority. Means business. Nobody on. Two down. Bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Riders. Takes a strike on the outside edge from James Gonzalez. James, his fourth outing for the Rockhounds. 15 and a third coming in, 22 base hits, 6 walks, 12 strikeouts. Left-hander set, delivers a swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count to Cepeda. And the whip is high at 1.83. Opposition hitting 344 against him. He was solid against the Riders here on Tuesday morning. In the series opener, did get the win in that game. pitch to the dirt, bounds back to the screen, 1-2. Went six innings, gave up seven hits, but only two runs. Walked two and struck out five. That's a 3 ERA. You'd take that every time out for sure. Here's the 1-2 stretch. It swung on and missed, and Cepeda out on strikes, and Rockhounds overcome the early error in the inning, so no damage comes of it, and second strikeout for James Gonzalez, so no runs or hits. One error, but nobody left on base. So after two in Frisco, it's the Riders one and the Rockhounds nothing.
Oh, you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top half of the third inning here in Frisco. Yep, looking forward to a Thirsty Thursday. Couple of them here in the upcoming homestand. House will host Corpus Christi and San Antonio. And for the Missions, that'll be pretty much their last stand in the first half. They're not out of this thing by any stretch. Caden Trinkle leads it off in the third. First pitch swing, and he bounced it foul at the dish. San Antonio just five games back. Now, that's that's a significant number. But especially in the day and age of six-game series, they'll come to Momentum Bank Ballpark a week from Tuesday for a six-game set. Caden waits 0-1 count. He's down a little bit low from Teoto, one ball and one strike. Caden at 232. Bumped that average up over his last 2 weeks of baseball, probably three calendar weeks. Takes down and in for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Left-hand hitting outfielder. Toyota comes set from the belt. Right-hander delivers, fires, and that's down and away at 98 miles an hour, but low and outside, 3-1. Well, you see, of course, the electric stuff. If you can get triple digits, it's pretty impressive, and he has a time or two already in this game. Pitched by Teoto, swung on, bounce foul, 3-2. But you break down his numbers, he's hard to hit. Opposition hitting just 182 against him. Strikes out a little bit better than a batter an inning, and walks 20 batters, same number of walks and hits in 32 and two-thirds innings. Boy, you gain a little more of that command, and with the electric stuff he has. Swinging a foul back, count stays, three balls and two strikes. Mentioned Emiliano, not all that big. He's 6'1", 165, 23 years of age. And how guys, again, I mentioned Pedro Martinez. He's one I think a lot of people talk about, and they talk about that kind of velocity. High fly ball off Trinkle's bat, high and deep to right field. Ball's got a chance, and that is gone! Sidewalk souvenir, Caden Trinkle, second of the year, second of the series. Almost splashed that thing down in the Lazy River, which is heavily populated, as you might imagine, on a 100 or so degree evening. But Caden Trinkle has tied this game up with his second home run of the series. return on a 3-2 and launched it. He just got the other one out to left field earlier in this series with some help from the wind. Wind was not a factor at all on that one. In fact, there is no wind blowing. That was just a high drive way out of here to right field. Cleared the outfield wall easily and then almost splashed down in the Lazy River, which is another 20 or so feet up. Called strike to Cooper Bowman, and the count squares it. The count. Score now, even up at one apiece. King's 11th run batted in. Swing high drive from Cooper Bowman. Will this stay playable toward the seats left side? And, oh, Justin, oh, that's a fair ball. That ball came back, and that is fair. It's going to be a single for Cooper. Now, again, that's just out of our line of sight. The left fielder is Cepeda. Now, he disappeared behind the wall. Couldn't see him, but I saw just the tip of his glove reach back, and that ball came back into play and actually fair by about a foot. Cooper patting himself saying, my fault, should have been at second, and yes, he should be. But that ball, just a high fly ball down into the left field corner, but it drops for a base hit. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0 to Jack Winkler. Boy, there's a great lesson, though, huh? Run. Run, Forrest, run. Yeah, run, Cooper, run. And he normally would. That's when he knows that. He was talking to himself already. That should have been a double. Swinging a high pop-up to the infield off the bat of Jack Winkler. The shortstop, Degody, is there, and he's got it. So one man down in the inning on the pop-out to shortstop. And the batter is Colby Thomas. Well, Cooper lost a 17-game hit streak here the other night on an 0-for-1 pinch hit. He extends not a streak, but he is now hit in 21 of his last 22 games, including a pop-up that drops down the left field line. Well, just a high fly ball that looked like it might get into the seats. But that trajectory came back just enough to spare. He's running, pitch is swung on, ground ball to shortstop. And the throw to first, and Colby is out. I don't know that that would have been a double play anyway, but the lead runner is safe here. So 6-3 goes the put out. Colby Thomas bounces out. Cooper was running, and he'll get to second base. So one on, two out, one run in. The batter is Shane McGuire. Flew out to left field his first time up. Shane at 255 coming into the game. Three homers, 17 driven in, takes down and away for a ball 99 miles an hour from Teodo. Boy, and it doesn't look like it's almost not effortless, of course. You don't throw a baseball 99 miles an hour without effort, but boy, it's pretty fluid, and it doesn't look like it's not effortless, but it sure looks easy. Pitch right down the middle, called strike again at 99. Count 1-1. Riders wearing bright red jerseys. They are throwback jerseys to their early days. They're celebrating 20th anniversary of their 2004 Texas League title here. Pitch swung on, ground out towards second. That'll be an easy play for Rodriguez. Flips to first, and the inning will come to an end. The Rockhounds tie it up by the Caden Trinkle home run. One run, two hits, no errors. And one man left on base. We'll take in our franchise retrospective to one of the most amazing groups in our franchise's history.
In Major League history, only 31 pitchers have earned 300 or more saves. Five of them pitched for our franchise. Hall of Famer Lee Smith was here with the Cubs in 1978 and 79. He had some trouble navigating the strike zone back then, but he figured it out, recording 478 saves, third all-time behind guys named Hoffman and Rivera. Troy Percival was drafted by the Angels as a catcher and spent his first pro season behind the dish before moving to the mound. Percy, who pitched for the Angels here in 1992, had 358 career saves, 13th all-time. Roberto Hernandez struggled as a minor league starter before flourishing in the bullpen. Roberto, who was here in 1988 and 89, had 326 saves, the majority of them with the White Sox, 19th all-time. Despite his brilliant career at the University of Texas, there were those who doubted Houston Street would become a successful big league closer. The doubters were wrong. With 324 saves, Houston ranks 20th all time. When injuries ended Bruce Sutter's career, he famously said, "I'm throwing the ball as hard as ever. It's just not getting there as fast." He was one of the first great closers and, with 300 saves, was inducted into Cooperstown in 2006. How good were these guys? Lee Smith, Troy Percival, Roberto Hernandez, Houston Street, and Bruce Sutter combined for 1,786 saves.
Mentioned during our last edition, which we played last night, ago, rotating chapters on our franchise history, Lee Smith, his first ever pro save came as a member of the Midland Cubs. Kind of cool. Went on, of course, to become third all-time. And well, I don't know that anybody's going to catch any of the guys at the top of that list. We go to the bottom of the third in Frisco, a one-all tie. I hope I didn't say 1-0 going out of that last half inning. I have this awful feeling I did. Caden Trinkle with a solo home run to tie it up, and that's where we stand, 1-1 in the last of the third. 9-1-2 in the order. Cooper Johnson leads it off and takes a little one away from James Gonzalez for ball one. Kellen Strom and Aaron Zavala will follow in the Frisco third inning. Stretch and pitch by Gonzalez, and that'll find the outside half, called strike 1-1. Riders mentioned wearing their throwback jerseys, bright. Used to call it fire engine red, trimmed in white and black with their former logo. Pitch down and in for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Riders were invented, if you will. They were formerly in Shreveport, Louisiana. They were the Shreveport Captains, then Swamp Dragons. That was a precursor, wasn't it? Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike stretch. Ground ball to third base. Saeed is there, goes to his knee, makes the play, and the throw for the out. Cooper Johnson rather bounce out. One away. Batter is Kellen Strom. The Riders, of course, have been the Rangers' AA affiliate throughout. They were shared ownership at that time when they bought the franchise in Shreveport, moved it here. Tulsa had been the Rangers' AA for a quarter century, but with ownership involved in this franchise, they had to become the Rangers' AA. Swing and a miss by Kellen Strom, 0-1. He singled and scored his first time up. Won the title in 2004, didn't win another one until just a couple of years ago. Would have been in this ballpark throughout, one of the big ballparks in the Texas League. Breaking pitch and a good one. Off speed from Gonzalez for a strike. It's 0-2. Dallas Stars have one of their facilities just across the way here, and of course the Cowboys' huge facility is not very far from this ballpark. And boy, the area around this yard has absolutely expanded just remarkably so over those 20 or so years. Swing and a foul straight back, 0-2. The one fixture that has been here since day one. Straightaway center field. Boy, the way they built the hotel, you'd think they built it just to match up with this ballpark. But there's a big, tall, those luxury-type hotels. Pitch up and away for ball 1-2. I'll give them a plug, I guess, the Embassy Suites. Big one. Used to stay there a long time ago. And one side of that building aligning perfectly with the center field wall and the batter's eye here looking down at this ballpark. Swinging a high fly ball into left center field. Perez going back, still going back. He is at the track, and he'll haul it in. Well, it took about a stride or two onto the track. What breeze there is, and there isn't much, is pushing outward, and Strom got a lot of that. And AB started with an 0-2 count. He got a lot of baseball, but Perez tracks it down on the track. Two men down in the third for Aaron Zavala. Green trees that surround this ballpark used to be tiny. Could barely see them, in fact, from the stands. And now, of course, they are big and lush and very much in evidence. Breaking pitch called strike to Zavala, 0-1. So backdrop has changed. Have apartment buildings that surround this ballpark as well, just on the other side of the street. Called strike to Zavala. It's 0-2. And now the Rockhounds go into the roving third baseman defense. Jack Winkler stays at shortstop. And third baseman Saheed Valenzuela moves up the middle just to the left of the bag. Nobody home at third base. Shortstops A and B. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-2. Got to talking about all sorts of baseball stuff with the field staff after the game last night. I meant to ask Gregorio about that defensive adjustment, and of course, that got lost in the conversation, but I will check on that next week when the Hounds get home. Open that homestand on Tuesday. Pitch down and away from Gonzalez, 2-2. Nobody on, two out, 1-1 tie here in the last of the third inning. Somewhat similar to yesterday. Rockhounds missing an opportunity or so to put a run or two on the board. Swing and a miss and a good breaking pitch, and that gets Aaron Zavala. He's out on strikes. The Riders have had a couple of chances in this game as well, but each team one run through the first three. Strikeout for James Gonzalez is his third. He got Zavala swinging. We'll give you totals early on here in just a couple of moments. We have played three. Series finale in Frisco, and after three innings, game is tied at one.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off, binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Guys dragging the infield. We're just a tinch slow getting off the diamond. Thank you, guys. Makes our timing perfect. Top of the fourth inning, here's Brennan Malone. Junior Perez and Jason Massario to follow. Pitch down and away at 99 into the dirt from Emiliano Teodo. One ball, no strikes. Brennan popped out to first baseman Abimelech Ortiz on a really nice play over the shoulder in shallow right field. His first time up, takes down for ball one. One ball. Make it two balls, no strikes to Brennan. Teodo comes set, and that is a called strike. Two balls and one strike. Rockhounds one run, four hits, two errors in this ball game. Neither has been of consequence on the scoreboard. Ground ball to third, one hop and handled there by Freeman. So solid at third base, throw to first for the out. So errorless on this year at third base is Freeman, and boy, there aren't many guys that played as many innings as he had. Now north of 100, no errors. He has been terrific. Bounced into a double play in this game, but he's also been really good at the dish for the Riders in this series. He's 7 for 15 as the Riders' third baseman. One away for Junior Perez. Really good AB his first time up. It's up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Line score again, Rockhounds one run, four hits, couple of errors, 4-1-4-2. Riders one run, two hits, no errors. Hounds have left three, the Riders have left one. Foul at the plate, count one ball, one strike. Riders got a leadoff single to start the game from Kellen Strom. Aaron Zavala walked. Hounds turned a double play off a ground ball by Freeman, but Josh Hatcher sent a single to center field, scored Strom. It was 1-0. Rockhounds' run came on one swing, a 3-2 pitch, and Caden Trinkle's second of the season and of this series drove it out to right field to tie the game one apiece. It's a swing and a miss as Junior chases the, well, slightly off-speed pitch at 91. One ball, two strikes to the Hounds center fielder. Again, final game of the series and of the road trip. Rockhounds are 7-4 on the road swing, 3-2 in the series. So the Riders try to split the series and depart just the way things were when the Hounds arrived, a half game separating the two teams. Pitch down and away, 2-2 to Perez. A Hounds victory would give them a 2.5 game lead. 2-2, Perez waits. Longer set by Teodo. His pitch swung on and missed. Came up and in at 91 and tied Junior up. Junior on a 1-2 pitch singled opposite way his last time, but this time Teodo comes up with a fastball up and in. Third strikeout. He struck out the first two batters of the game. This is his first strikeout since. And here's Jason Rosario. Walked his first time up, extends that on-base streak to 16 games. Takes low and away. Fastball at exactly 100 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on, two down, top of the fourth inning. Rosario, left-handed hitter, swings and fouls this one back. Count 1-1, so he balanced well, waiting on deck for the Rockhounds. Jason at 288 coming into this game. Shadow's starting to creep across home plate now. The stretch and pitch, and that ball hit in the air to center field. That will hang up, and Strom will make the catch. So the Rockhounds, for the first time in this ball game, go 1-2-3. And we will go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mentioned two-game swing. When all is said and done, and the Hounds head for home after this one, and after 3.5, Rockhounds and Riders, a one-all tie.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the fourth inning, a little Hilliard Office Solutions trivia for you. See if you can find the solution. An amazing game with kind of an interesting finish. I neglected to write down the year, but I think it was 1959. Now, that's a long time ago, but it's just a remarkable game played on this date. We go to the fourth inning, and here's Cody Freeman. Picks down and in for ball one. Freeman bouncing into a double play his first time, but he has been a menacing figure at the plate for the Hounds. He is 7-for-15 in the series and on base in 9 out of 17 trips. Gonzalez delivers down and away, ball two, 2-0. 3, 4, and 5 in the Riders order with Josh Hatcher and Caber Rodriguez to follow. Checkmate will be Ortiz, I beg your pardon. Again, they had to switch in the lineup, which was not shared with the good folks here in the press box. Pitch down and in, ball three, 3-0. Freeman can run a little bit. 3-0 count, also a very dangerous hitter. The Pirates and the Braves, a long, long time ago, was the Milwaukee Braves at that time, playing at County Stadium. Two guys who were really good pitchers in their era, Pittsburgh's Harvey Haddix and great Braves pitcher Lou Burdett. Looking to bunt, taking a strike, is Freeman. Just showed the bunt, don't think he was serious about it. Well, Harvey Haddix and Lou Burdett had themselves a battle on this date. Harvey Haddix threw 12 perfect innings against a pretty good Braves lineup. Had a guy named Hank Aaron in it. Pitch up high, that's ball four, so a walk for Cody Freeman leading off the fourth inning. First walk offered up by James, and here is Josh Hatcher, RBI single his first time up. So Haddix goes 12 perfect innings. Burdett wasn't perfect, but he was really good. And the game is scoreless through 12, and the Pirates come up empty in the top of the 13th. So Haddix goes back to the mound. He's still pitching. Goes to the mound in the 13th inning with a perfect game going. Pitch swung on and missed. Hatcher late getting around on the offering from Gonzalez. A guy named Felix Mantilla was leading off for the Braves, and he reached on a throwing error by a guy named Don Hoke. Can you imagine how he felt? 12 perfect innings, and it goes away in a throwing error. Here's the set. Freeman draws a throw. He was kind of edging back to the bag. Sun will be a bit of an issue. Again, it sets behind the third base side here. The shadows start to lengthen out. Looks like the skyline of a city when it stretches out the shadows here. Pitch by Gonzalez, well outside for a ball. 1-1 to Hatcher. And a little bit of an angle, so that sun will set basically angling right toward the first baseman. Shadow stretching out, not quite directly behind him, but almost. So that ball's going to come right out of the sunshine on throws to first. There's a breaking ball, swung on and missed, 1-2. So Felix Mantilla reaches on an error, right? Eddie Matthews, guy who was one of the great power hitters of his generation, along with Hank Aaron, that was a heck of a lineup. Matthews drops down a sack bunt, which I bet he was asked to do about five times ever. Delivery to the corner, just missed wide, 2-2. So you have a runner at second base. That brought up a guy named Hank Aaron, and no, he did not end the game. They walked Aaron intentionally. So the perfect game is gone, an error, a sack bunt, and an intentional walk. Those are the only two guys on base in the 13th inning. Bouncing ball, foul, wide at third. Joe Adcock, if you go back a ways, if you're baseball, well, if you're an old person like me, or if you're just a baseball historian, he was a big first baseman for the Braves, and he had a lot of pop. Joe Adcock hits a walk-off home run into the right center field stands. And man, just for Harvey Haddix, come on, man, 12 perfect innings, then an error, a sack bunt, an intentional walk, and Adcock hits a three-run home run, walk-off with two men on base. 2-2 stretch. Pitch fouled away. 2-2. So what was the final score? And no, it was not 3-0. It was a walk-off. Game ended. But the score was not 3-0, despite the apparent three-run home run by Joe Adcock. And again, breaking up the perfect game for Harvey Haddix. Wow. The swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch by James Gonzalez as he gets Hatcher one man down here in the fourth inning. Fourth strikeout against the single base on balls for James Gonzalez. He is Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman. Struck out his first time up. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Valenzuela slides to shortstop. Winkler is basically up the middle on the left side of the infield. Pitch from Gonzalez, high and in for a ball. The final score in that game was 1-0. Hank Aaron was the runner at first. Felix Mantilla was the runner at second. Mantilla just came across the score on the apparent home run. Breaking pitch to the dirt, 2-0. Dangerous spot now here for Gonzalez. One on and one out. James with a 2-0 count to Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz ripped a home run yesterday. Again, two solo home runs. Just one batter separating the two swings that decided the game 2-1 last night. Abimelech had one of those, a line drive to center field. Set by Gonzalez, 2-0 pitch, nope, down and away, ball three. So the walk to Freeman, a strikeout of Hatcher, but a 3-0 count to Ortiz. The left-handed hitter stands in. 6 feet, 230 pounds, native of Puerto Rico, is the 22-year-old. Pitch down the middle, called strike 3-1. Gabriel Rodriguez waiting on deck for the for the Rough Riders in this inning. It's the Rockhounds 1, Frisco 1, bottom of the fourth. Set by the lefty, Gonzalez with a kick and pitch, and that ball is ripped into right field. That'll get down for a base hit. Going to bang off the wall on one hop. Cody Freeman going to be held at third base, and Ortiz with a stand-up double. Well, again, he sent a line drive last night. He sends a line drive here, double to right field. And it's second and third with just one man down. Freeman stopping at third base. And the batter will be Gabriel Rodriguez. Well, that game we're talking about, 2-1, right? Bottom of the 13th, no score. Joe Adcock knocks one into the stands. Felix Mantilla comes across and he scores. Hank Aaron thought the ball landed in play. So he doesn't keep running. He turns and goes to the dugout to celebrate. Joe Adcock passes Hank Aaron on the base paths, and so they are both out, with Adcock getting credit not for a home run, but for a RBI walk-off double, even though the ball got out of the yard. Here's Rodriguez with the infield in. Pitches a high strike, and the count is 0-1. Rodriguez, right-handed hitter, has Freeman at third, Ortiz at second. One man down. Gonzalez comes set. Left-hander's pitch down to the dirt. Good stop by Shane McGuire. No surprise there. Such good defensive catcher. Count one ball, one strike. Alex Degody on deck. Shadow now stretching out in front of home plate. So about halfway between the release point off the pitcher's fingertips and the home plate, that ball will dive into the shadows. Pitch to the back door is wide. That's ball two, 2-1. 1-1 score, but the Riders in business here, second and third with one man down. 2-1 count, favorable here for Kaber Rodriguez. 300 hitter in 17 games with the Riders. 2-1 pitch from Gonzalez, punched out towards second base. Runner coming to the plate, they'll have to throw to first base. Cooper thought about coming home, but Freeman got a good jump and he will score. So a runner at third, RBI bounce out for Kaber Rodriguez. Freeman comes across, and that'll break the tie. It's 2-1 with the Riders on top. Advancing to third base is Ortiz on the second out of the inning. And now Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach, will come out. Paul, I love talking baseball history with Paul Abbott. You had just a tremendous time with the Seattle Mariners. He pitched for several big league clubs, Minnesota included in them. And Paul would get up. I'm sure he could give you top of the head stuff about the game we're talking about. Harvey Haddix with the 12 perfect innings. And, of course, it all goes away in the 13th. Harvey Haddix faced 40 batters that day. Had one hit, one intentional walk, struck out eight, and took a loss. Lou Burdett, who was one of the great pitchers of his generation, went 13 innings. Now, he gave up 12 hits, and that sounds like a lot, but it's not 12 hits in 13 innings. It's certainly not a whole bunch. He did not walk a batter and struck out just two, but pitched a 13-inning complete game shutout, and he got the win. Baseball is goofy, and a three-run home run wins it. Final score was 1-0. See, baseball is goofy. Here's Alex Degody. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed hitting shortstop, hitting 216 in 14 games with the Riders. Runner at third is Abimelech Ortiz, so big batter here for James Gonzalez, trying to limit this to a one-run inning. Pitch to the Goaty is down and in, and that's ball two, 2-0. They sell Cepeda waiting on deck. The Goaty been around a little bit, most recently playing for the Twins last year at Triple A St. Paul, 29 years old out of Miami, Florida. former Astro and Corpus Christi hook. Takes? Boy, just low. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Pounds have got activity in the bullpen. That's David Leal, who is now the lone lefty in the pen for the Hounds. The 3-0 stretch and pitch, and that's a strike on the outside half. 3-1. So Leal warming, the now submariner. Talked to him about that in Springfield a bit. Is David going to that submarine motion now, getting used to it. Pitch down low for ball four. So inning started with a walk and now a two-out walk. First and third, that'll bring up Isel Cepeda. Right-handed hitter with two men on and two men down. Cepeda struck out swinging in the second inning. Riders have a 2-1 lead. That is the same score by which they won the game last night. The Hounds had chances galore. Did not go in order last night at all, did the Hounds, but scored only one, and that was unearned. Pitch swung on and fouled away in the count 0-1. Said, you know, at the top of our broadcast, the Riders had a two-run error that was huge on Thursday night. It didn't cost them a game, but two errors in one inning that led to the Hounds' only run yesterday. And Frisco is the top defensive team in all of AA. They actually share the lead with fielding percentage and have the fewest errors committed in all of the 30 AA teams. Line drive right side, base hit. Cepeda makes it a 3-1 game. 0-1 pitch got in on him a little bit, but he went the opposite way with a good swing of the bat, and Cepeda drives home a run. It's 3-1 Frisco. Alex Degody will stop at second point and get a walk, set that up. So fourth base hit of the game, third run of the game for the Riders. Cepeda's eighth run batted in. And the batter will be Cooper Johnson. So Cepeda takes the walking lead off first. Left-hander Gonzalez comes set, still looking for the exit sign. Not going to find it. Line drive into left field. Base hit, going to send the runner home. The throw from Colby Thomas, but it's not going to be in time. Runners move to second and third, and the Riders have a 4-1 lead as Cooper Johnson. Base hit left field. Degody was sent home. The throw came that way. But that throw not in time. Cepeda advances to third base on the throw. Johnson to second on the throw home. And that's going to do it for James Gonzalez. So 3 2/3 innings, but a 4-1 lead now for Frisco. Riders trying to split this series, and of course I'm sure kicking themselves for the defensive miscue that really turned the game on Thursday. So James Gonzalez's day is done. And David Leal, one left-hander, will relieve another here. David will inherit runners at second and third with two men down in the last half of the fourth inning. So Leal coming out of the bullpen, making the treacherous trip down the steps. Get to this bullpen. These bullpens not at all easy. I say it every time. There are a couple of things about this ballpark. They didn't have a PA booth. When they built the press box, they forgot the PA booth. They seriously did. And they will tell you they didn't, but they didn't have bullpens either in the original design, so they basically kind of carved them out. It looks cool where they are because they are between the lower section of seats and the concourse walkway down in the right and left field corners, but that's just basically emergency architecture. And to get from the bullpen down to the playing surface is a fairly lengthy set of stairs, so it's not the way you would think it was designed, but hey, David made it down the stairway onto the mound, so he will face Kellen Strom in a moment with two men on. Two out and three runs across for the Riders, who have broken the tie here in the fourth inning. For James Gonzalez, 3 2/3 innings. It's a five base hits. I'm sure that's correct. Yeah, three in this inning. four runs, they are all earned. Two walks, and they both turned into runs here in the fourth. And he struck out four. So Kellen Strong will stand in with second and third. And for David Leal, looking to find the collective exit sign here and keep this now a three-run game. Back-to-back RBI singles at the bottom of the order. Boy, pitch sails behind Kellen Strom. Oh, give us another look at that. And David has gone to, at the suggestion of the A's, he is now giving you that submarine look, and that time he yanked it way, well, so wide and went behind Strom. Pitch just got the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Strom, one for two, a single and a run scored in the first, and flew out to the warning track in center field his last time up. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 1, last of the fourth inning. David's pitch, and that's punched. Oh, picked on a short hop by Brennan. Malone saved two runs. Oh, what a nice pick that was by Brennan Malone. That was a one-hop rocket, low bounce down just above the shoe tops, handled absolutely beautifully. That saved two. But the Riders scored three times, and we'll go to the top half of the fifth in this series finale with Frisco now having assumed the lead after four. It's Frisco 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Riders with a hat trick in the bottom half of the fourth inning. They lead it by the score of 4-1. Emiliano Teodo goes back to the mound, and he'll face 8-9-1 in the order. Saeed Valenzuela, then Caden Trenkel, who is responsible for the Rockhounds run in this game, and then Cooper Bowman back up top. Saeed bounced into a double play to win the second inning. Batting from the left side against Emiliano Teodo, who has hit 100 three times in this game by my count. Fires, and that'll just miss at 97, maybe down a bit low, 1-0. Shadow stretching out, covering much of the left side of the infield and much of left field. Again, that jagged skyline-looking shadow. Bouncer foul. Oh, my, that's off his foot. So Saeed will try to jog that off. By the way, only one Texas League franchise brave enough to play during the daytime today. Boy, he really got himself. Yeah, Eric Bast, the Rockhounds athletic trainer, will come out. He's going to visit with Saeed. Yeah, that really got him. He's wearing a protective device on that right shin, but that still got him down around the foot. Wichita beat San Antonio 3-1 today, the only game played during the day. Everything else at night, they're delayed in Springfield. That's a North Division matchup, Tulsa and the Cardinals. Arkansas with a narrow lead in the North now. They lead Corpus 2-0. And Amarillo leading Northwest Arkansas 5-2 in Springdale. Sawpoodles trying to get back to 500. San Antonio falls to 22-21, so they're 5.5 out at this moment in time. With still some time left. Ground ball to third, backhanded by Freeman. Sets up, throws, and got him. So Saeed with a bounce out to third and a sore foot. One man down in the fifth for Caden Trinkle. Took the ball out of here, almost splashed down in the lazy river, which sits at the top of the right field wall here. Outfield fence right at 7 feet tall. That's that yellow line of demarcation all the way around. It's 7 feet most of the way. Swinging a fly ball into left center field. Very shallow. On the move is Cepeda, and he will track that down. So Caden this time flies out very harmlessly to left field. Two men down. Batter will be Cooper Bowman. Cooper 1-for-2 with an intriguing single. There was nothing more than a fly ball that looked like it would stay foul, but bent back in and just got inside the line. And as Cooper would be the first person to tell you, he should have been at second base. And very uncharacteristically was not running hard on the play. Pitch down and away for ball 1-0. I'm sure Cooper thought it was foul, like everybody did. The ball bent back in and just actually touched down in fair territory. Turned into a single in the third inning. So 1-for-2 is the Hound second baseman. He takes up high for a ball, 2-0. Teodo standing in the bright sunlight right between two long shadows on that mound. Pitch is popped in the air, third base side. Freeman gives a look, but out of room. That ball will go into the Frisco dugout. Balls once and then somehow bounced. How did that ball get under the screen and into the seats? There's a screen behind the dugout. That was tricky. So now that ball got through because somebody caught it. Two balls, one strike to Cooper. Nobody on, two out, fifth inning. Riders 4, Hounds 1. Pitch swung and bounced to short. Charging to Godey. Makes the play right between the bags. Throws to first for the out. Cooper retired, and Teodo, who has been very good this season anyway, continues that here this evening as he has now retired the last 9 batters that he has faced. So we're midway through the series finale, final stop on this 12-game, 2-week road trip, and midway through Sunday evening baseball, it's Frisco 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Aaron Zavala leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. David Leal on in relief. We got a terrific defensive play from first baseman Brendan Malone to win the fourth. And Benz went over the outside half to Zavala. Cody Freeman and Josh Hatcher to follow. 2, 3, and 4 in the Frisco order. Riders with a 4-run lead as they try to split this series and put everything back just the way it was 6 days ago. Breaking pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. David telling me he's getting more comfortable with the submarine really dropping down, much lower angle of delivery, of course. A guy named Brad Ziegler did that very same transition, worked out really well. Fires just off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Varies the arm slot a little bit. been largely giving you the submarine look now as the left-hander. Rockhounds again now with the non-shift shift, breaking pitch up and away for a ball, two balls and two strikes. Right side of the infield, shading the left-handed hitter to pull, and Saheed is up the middle with Jack Winkler staying in the shortstop position. Third baseman just moving to the other side of him. Back up pitch, down and in, and that's ball three, 3-2. So an 0-2 count now full to Zavala. Aaron has walked and struck out in this ball game. 0-1. Rocks that bat over the left shoulder as he waits. Pitch from Leal, fouled back to the screen. And the count stays 3-2. Zavala 242 on the year. He's 2-for-14 in the series, but one of his two hits was a home run. Leal comes set. Leg kick, nope, what do we have? Time was going, my goodness, time was granted to the batter, Aaron Zavala, just as David looked like he was starting his motion, but time granted, just in time. 3-2 count. Well, set and delivery, now ground ball to the shortstop. Jack Winkler makes the play, sets up and throws, and got him by a step. One down in the fifth inning for Cody Freeman. Bounced into a double play, walked and scored. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Hounds in Corpus Christi open the series Tuesday evening, 6:30, 2-4-1 tickets. With a coupon from any Baskin-Robbins location in the Permian Basin. Hope we'll see you during the really good homestand coming up. A couple of six-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Breaking pitch called, strike to Cody Freeman, 0-1. All sorts of goods. I was looking at the schedule today. A couple of fireworks nights, as we have said. The second of those is a Star Wars night. Pitch well inside for a ball. Count is 1-1. And it looks like summertime has pretty well arrived in the Permian Basin. A glance, of course, at the weather here today after a lot of rain, a lot of clouds and rain the first really 5 days. Chopper out towards second, charging as Cooper makes the play. He'll have to unload in a hurry, but he does, and Freeman retired. Bowman to Malone, two men down, and here's Josh Hatcher. Had a rain out, a delayed very first day in, rain out the next day. Doubleheader on Thursday, second game of that. Double dip was shortened by rain. And then what a delay. When was it? Was it last night? They all tend to blend together. But I've been finding the raindrops all of a sudden today, all sunshine. Breaking pitch to Hatcher for a strike, and it's 0-1. Breeze has really gone away. Heat index when we started this game a little over 100. Stretch and pitch to Hatcher, well outside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Again, the hands have the adjustment on in the left side of the infield with Saheed up the middle, Jack at shortstop. Outfield pretty well straight away for Hatcher. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Breaking pitch way behind it, swing and a miss, 1-2. Well, you have Emiliano Teodo hitting 101 on the gun. In triple digits, I think, three times in this game. And don't always have to throw that hard. David had Hatcher tied up on a 77-mile-an-hour backup pitch. Lefty delivers, fired to the outside corner just wide. That was 89. That's about as hard as I think we've seen David throw. According to I think it's accurate stuff here, 89 miles an hour. 2-2 the count. Hatcher waits, lefty-lefty matchup. Leal's pitch bends down the way, ball 3-2. Gunnar Hoagland will get the start for the Rockhounds on Tuesday evening. Domingo Robles and Jack Perkins will piggyback a start on Wednesday. Royber Salinas on Thursday. Blake Beers on Friday. James Gonzalez goes Saturday. Pitch is hard hit, and that's a base hit between. Well, no matter how you align, if you hit it sharply between them, that's a base hit. Right between Jack Winkler and Saeed Valenzuela. They were shaded that way, but Hatcher punched it through. Hatcher only one hit in the first five games of the series. He has two base hits in this game. One on with two men down, and that'll bring up Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz with a double to right field his last time up. That really set the table after a leadoff walk to Cody Freeman. That put runners at second and third with one out, and the Riders scored twice. Leal with a sidearm throw to first. Boy, again, that's right into that sunlight, watching Brendan Malone cover the bag. Shadows stretching left to right, right at first base. In terms of that pitcher to first base throw, that's right into the sun. Set by Leal, runner goes, pitch is swung on, ground ball right side, Cooper's got it. It was the first for the out, so the inning will come to an end. Runner was in motion, but Ortiz bounces out. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, a man left on. We play five. We'll give you totals in a moment. The Riders lead it by the score of 4-1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Tell me it hasn't been a long time on the road. Yeah, hit the wrong button, played the same commercial set twice. Game 12 on the road. Oh, yeah, give me that one as a mulligan, will you? We go to the top half of the sixth inning of play. It is a 4-1 game with the Riders on top. And Teodo bounces one to the plate with Jack Winkler at the dish. Jack 0-for-2. Struck out looking in the first inning, popped to short his last time up. Rockhounds a run on four hits, two errors, 1-4-2. Pitch to Winkler down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Riders have four runs on six hits, no errors in the game. 4-6-0 for the Riders. Hounds have left three. Frisco has stranded four. That is a 4-1 game. Bouncer foul wide at third, 2-2. Riders got on the board in the bottom of the first inning. A double play helped limit that to one run. Boy, Jack Winkler fouled that one off his foot, and he's in some pain. Josh Hatcher had an RBI single in the first. Boy, and now maybe Teodo as well. Either that or that. Is that might be a pitch. Let's see, pitch limit maybe for him. I'm sure they've got him on a pretty tight leash, but maybe Teodo felt something as well. Jack is talking with athletic trainer Eric Fast. Now, I think this is an issue with Teodo. Umpires, two of them anyway, will join the conversation. Matter of fact, all three of them will now. So some sort of discussion. Not sure what this is about, but as Carlos Cardoza, the Frisco manager, went out to the mound, asking something, I think, of Teodo, and now all three umpires are on the mound as well. Meantime, Jack Winkler trying to walk off the foul ball off his foot. Nobody warming in the bullpen. might be something to do with the mound. I think they're getting a member of the grounds crew out. We'll see what it looks like he has. Interesting thing is the grounds crew guy is coming in and he doesn't have any implements with him. So I guess maybe he'll look at it and say, yeah, we need to do something. Now here comes the grounds crew. So maybe something to do in the, yeah, I'm guessing the landing spot probably on the mound. Toyota must have felt something when he made that last delivery. So conversation on the mound, and now it is the grounds crew, a couple of guys with rakes. That's what we need. There we go. Final game of this series. Again, Riders and the Rockhounds. Rockhounds have clinched a no worse than a split of the series and a winning road trip. Of course, they'd like to win this series outright, but they're down by three here in the top half of the sixth inning. As the crew works on, yep, they're working on the downslope of the mound. And the Hounds are heading for home on Tuesday. By the way, our Astound Broadband Road to the Show, let me sneak this one in for you. This is really cool. Don't know if you saw this the other day. Justin Verlander, remarkable. And obviously, he is a bona fide future Hall of Famer. There is not a bit of doubt. Now in the top 10 all-time in strikeouts, he passed the legendary Greg Maddux. Of course, Maddux with longevity and just brilliant pitching guy. I would watch a game just to watch him pitch if Maddux was on the mound. So Justin Verlander passes Maddux on the all-time strikeout list. He has 3,377 strikeouts, does Justin Verlander. He's pitched in 516 games. Now, Nolan Ryan struck out 5,714. That's the all-time record by almost 1,000. And he pitched in 807 games. That's 291 more games than Justin Verlander. Okay, so that's a lot, right? That's a pretty big difference. So you wonder, what if Justin Verlander had those 291 games with which to deal? And I went ahead and did the math because I need to get out more. Now, he has averaged 27 games per season in his 19 years. Okay. At that rate, those number of games per year, Justin Verlander would have to pitch 11 more seasons. That would give him 291 or so more games, and he would have to average 8 strikeouts per game over 291 more games to catch Nolan Ryan. And by the way, if he did that, he would be age 52. So probably not going to happen, but boy, top 10 all-time in strikeouts, one of the absolute greats. There are a couple of guys that are still pitching. Well, I guess Clayton Kershaw isn't pitching yet, but is expected to before the year's over. Look at Kershaw's career. Look at Verlander's career. I think those two may be the top of the list right now. We're watching two of the absolute all-time greats ply their trade. Really are. Top 10 all-time, 5,714 strikeouts, Nolan Ryan. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, ain't nobody going to catch that. No way, no how. Not sure anybody's ever quite thrown like Nolan, and boy, his longevity and staying healthy, absolutely remarkable. The mound is repaired, we're ready to go. Here's Jack Winkler with a 2-1 count. Pitch swung on, grounded to third. That's Freeman to his left, makes the play. Boy, he is. Well, throw is a little wide. Hung on to nicely by Ortiz. I'm about to say that Freeman is such a pleasure to watch defensively, and he almost threw one away. Good play by Ortiz. One down for Colby Thomas. Colby 1-for-2 with a single. Riders 4, Rockhounds 1. Well, if this score holds, it'll be the Rockhounds by a half game over Frisco. The half game will go away when the Riders play San Antonio in the Alamo City. Swinging a fly ball high and foul out of play off to the right. 0-1. No balls to strike. Shane McGuire on deck here in the Rockhound sixth inning. So about as tight as it can be, apparently, in the South Division. Swinging a fly ball in a shallow right. Going out is Ortiz over the shoulder. Makes another nice catch near the line. Shallow right field. A couple of really good plays by Big first baseman Abimelech Ortiz, two down in the inning. Nicely handled. Here is Shane McGuire. Rockhounds, as mentioned, of the 3-6-game series remaining. Of course, that's the way the schedule is allocated now. 6-game series, only two exceptions all season, a couple of 3-gamers. But basically, it's Tuesday through Sunday baseball. Rockhounds host Corpus Christi in San Antonio, travel to Wichita, and then host the Riders to wrap the first half. Shane McGuire takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 stretch and pitch, and that ball is sent into shallow right field. Coming on, and a diving attempt. Nope, that's on a hop. Josh Hatcher tried to sell that. He's got a smile on his face a mile wide. The crowd reacted. That was clearly on a short hop. And he was trying to sell it. Base hit for Shane McGuire. Line drive to right field. One on with two men down. Rockhound's fifth base into the game, and here is Brendan Malone. Jack Winkler 0 for 3 in this game. He's reached base in 21 of his last 24. Brendan Malone 0 for 2, and he's been similarly very good getting on base. Takes a called strike 0-1. Right field right now, the only area where the sun is probably an issue. Direct sunlight hitting there. Hatcher, in fact, shading his eyes from the sun as we look over that way. One ball, one strike as Malone takes low and away. Sixth inning here in Frisco. Rockhounds down 4-1. Just way inside for a ball. Rockhounds first baseman with a 2-1 count. He flew out on that, again, really nice play in shallow right the first time around that Ortiz made a good play. Bounced to third his last time. Swings and misses here. Boy, pitch with nasty movement down and away at 90 miles an hour. Six innings will be it for Teodo, but again, been really good. One run across on the solo home run by Caden Trinkle. Pitchy is a little bit inside. Ball three. Full count now, 3-2. So Shane McGuire will run with the pitch. Teodo with the sign, 3-2. Malone at the plate. Runner goes. Pitch swung on a missed. He got him down and in. Well, he hadn't struck out a bunch of batters in this ball game, although he's been a high strikeout guy. That's only 4 on the day for Teodo, and that's a low count for him, but he gets out of the inning. Little franchise retrospective for you with a one-of-a-kind swing of a bat in our franchise's history.
The 1995 Angels would be the first team to play for the league championship since the 75 Cubs, and they did it largely with power. At one point in May, the duo of George Arias and Todd Green had combined to hit more home runs than 6 of the other 7 Texas League teams. George would finish with a league-leading 30, and Todd, who was promoted to AAA in early July, finished with 40, 26 of them here. Actually, he hit 27, but one of them became the most remarkable double in franchise history. With 8 days remaining in a heated 3-way first half pennant race, the Angels hosted San Antonio at Christensen Stadium. The wind was strong and was blowing inward, which was unusual. In one of the dumbest decisions ever, Texas League umpiring had been reduced to 2-man crews. Keep that in mind. Todd Green absolutely scorched a high drive to left field into the wind. There is no doubt about the following. In fact, there was video evidence. Todd's fly ball sailed over the outfield wall and hit about 3/4 of the way up the left field light standard. A massive drive. But the ball hit flush and caromed back down to the outfield grass. The umpire making the call lost track of the flight of the ball and ruled it in play. Todd stood at second base stunned. Manager Mario Mendoza understandably lost his mind. The call stood, the most remarkable double in franchise history.
And by the way, San Antonio went on to win that game by a run. Oh, crazy stuff. 50 years plus and counting, Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds. And 2024 has been a Boy, very interesting season to start with. Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders battling for the lead in the South Division. This the 45th game of the first half and of the season. Chase Cohen comes on to pitch, and he delivers a strike to Kaber Rodriguez, 0-1. David Lee Allen inning and a third, one hit and nothing else across in relief. Got that really nice play by Brendan Malone at first base, saved a couple of inherited runs. Pitch down low, one ball and one strike. So Chase Cohen out of the Rockhounds bullpen. 2.57 earned run average for Chase as he makes this appearance. The delivery is just low and away for a ball. The count goes two balls, one strike. Kaber Rodriguez leading it off. Alex DeGoti and Hazel Cepeda to follow in the sixth inning. A 4-1 game with the Riders on top. A three-run fourth inning, breaking a one-all tie. Pitch sliced foul out of play. Count two balls, two strikes. Chase Cohen, 27-year-old right-hander from Alpharetta, Georgia. Ninth rounder of the A's in 2018 out of Georgia Southern. 2-1 to go with that 2.57 earned run average. 1.14 the whip. Good numbers. Pitch down and in for a ball. Count now full. 3-2 to Rodriguez. Kaber reached on an error and then was caught trying to steal a base in the second inning. An RBI ground out in the fourth, and that broke the tie, in fact. So that's the go-ahead run driven in this game. Pitch down and in, ball four. So Chase Cohen with a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning, and here's Alex DeGoti. And he kind of slaps at that return throw from Shane McGuire. So Chase Cohen, I'm thinking, probably having a conversation with Chase Cohen. One on and nobody down. The batter is Alex DeGoti. Last rays of sunlight now in right field. Jason Rosario trying to deal with that. DeGoti takes a called strike in the outside edge, 0-1. I hear a dog barking every once in a while. I don't think this is a bark in the park day. And I don't think that they have a wonderful kind of an unofficial mascot here. He's terrific. It's not a costume. It's a real deal. It's a foul ball at the plate, 0-2. His name is Brooks. Talked about him late last night in the game. He's terrific. Brooks is just gorgeous. He's a golden retriever. And if I recall the story correctly, basically he was kind of an orphan dog that was hanging around the ballpark years ago. And the Riders and their front office staff adopted him. And he's just sensational. Pitch down away and back to the screen. So Chase Cohen, that was an 0-2 pitch to DeGoti, but a wild pitch back to the screen. Runner in scoring position, but nobody out on a walk and a wild pitch. And that's going to bring a visit from Shane McGuire out to the mound. They put Brooks, of course, up on the media board here in the camera. And he's just the most friendliest dog. And, of course, you have kids, and he greets kids and does a thing. He runs around the bases at the end of almost every game. They do a little. It's very, very nicely done. I was watching him last night. You know, Brooks, I've been coming here since he opened the ballpark, and Brooks has been here a while, and that run around the bases, he was panting a little bit last night. Got a little gray on that muzzle. That's okay, brother. A lot of us do. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, rolled out towards second base. Cooper Bowman charges, makes the play, flips to first for the out, but that's basically a sacrifice by DeGoti. That puts a runner at third with one down, and that will force the infield in, would be the guess, as Hazel Cepeda will come to the plate. But Brooks is just terrific. He's been kind of the goodwill ambassador, I think would be a really good phrase for him here in this ballpark. I remember last night he'd been here a little while. Well, Brooks, hope you're here a long time to come. He is terrific. Pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. I don't know what I meant to ask. I'll have to ask before we leave. We don't come back to this ballpark this year. Rockhounds making one visit only, at least regular season to Frisco, but they actually had a horse and rider here at the start of the game. They used to do that every night when they opened this ballpark back in 03. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. Nice lady riding the horse, does not come behind home plate. The horse used to. It used to come down the right field line and then rear up on its hind legs behind home plate. Pitch down the middle, but a low ball, 3-3-0. Boy, all of a sudden a struggle for Chase in this game. He walks Abimelech Ortiz through a wild pitch on an 0-2 to Degody. And now with a runner at third, it's 3-0. Cepeda, 1-for-2 with a strikeout and an RBI single. Tall, slender, right-handed hitter. Cepeda waits, stretched by Cohen, pitch to the plate, fouled straight back. Boy, he had the go-ahead on 3-0, and Cepeda took a rip. And he's tall. He's 6'5", 220. He's similar to the Hounds' Denzel Clark. Tall, athletic outfielder. Runner at third, one man down, 4-1 Frisco, bottom half of the sixth inning. Infield is in all the way around, even with the bags on the left side, a little bit inside the bags on the right. Pitch to Cepeda, down and away, and that's ball four. So two walks in the inning for Chase Cohen. It's first and third with one man down. Batter is Cooper Johnson, RBI single his last time. Jumped on the first pitch he saw, last batter to face James Gonzalez. So here is Cooper Johnson, top of the order, Kellen Strom on deck for the Riders. Sun continues to descend behind the ballpark on the left side. Again, this unusual stadium, not made up of one structure. It's seven different buildings that form this stadium. Sun sneaking through a little bit. Right field corner is about the only spot where Sun is directly hitting. Pitch down and away to Cooper Johnson, 1-0. Yeah, the main building behind home plate, that's four stories high, and we sit on the fourth story, and then on either side of the mothership, if you will, you have three two-story buildings, which are suites, etc. Pitch on away from Cohen, swung on and missed, and count is 1-1 now to Cooper Johnson. 228 average, RBI was his 10th. Playing in his 20th game. Shares catching duties with Liam Hicks. Valenzuela even with the bag at third. Infield double play depth up the middle. Malone holding the runner on at first and the throw gets away. And that's the third error of this game for the Rockhounds. That's going to drive Gregorio Petit nuts. Defense has not been as good in the last 3 weeks as it was to start the year. And that puts... going to score a run and put a runner at second base. So Abimelech Ortiz will come across to score. Throwing error trying to get Cepeda. They put the run on the board for some reason. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Yeah, now they don't scare me like that, Frisco. I wish that run was not on the board, of course, being a person employed by the Rockhounds, but yeah, that's a run scoring. And it's a 5-1 game. Took the scoreboard about a minute and a half to realize that. Dancing off second is Cepeda. Pitch from Chase is swung on and missed. Cooper Johnson chasing one down the way to the dirt, so he's out on strikes, but it's two down in the inning with a run across. That is, of course, a throwing error on Chase Cohen. So, run at this point is unearned. This has not been a pretty inning. Two walks, a wild pitch, and a throwing error, and now a strikeout. And here's Kellen Strom at the top of the order. So, the Riders lead it 5-1. Pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the Hounds have had a tough time scoring runs the last two ball games in particular. Scored five on Thursday night, but two of those came on an error. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. Yeah, and Rockhounds lead all of AA baseball in scoring, 5.84 runs per game on average. Springfield is second
in the Texas League and in Double A, 5.36, so a half run difference. But last three games, really, Hounds have struggled to score runs. Check swing, yep, he went. Upon appeal, 2-1 to Kellen Strom. Strom, a single and a run scored in the first inning, flew out to deep center in the third, and he had a sharp one-hop, basically a low-line drive that Brennan Malone made a run-saving play on to end the fourth inning. Runner in scoring position, two men down, 2-1 count. Strom is a right-handed hitter. Chase comes set. Cohen with a pitch. Up, down and away, ball three. Three balls, one strike. A very frustrating inning for right-hander with a lot of experience at the Double-A level. Strom at the plate, Aaron Zavala would be next here in the sixth inning. Frisco scoring from the Rockhounds' perspective, an ugly run here in the sixth. Pitch, and that'll get there. It's called strike. And, inning over. That is a 2-2, not a 3-2. Scoreboard and I were both wrong on that. Scoreboard had 3-1, so did I. But the only guy who is keeping the count that matters, of course, is home plate umpire Jack Wasson, and that was a 2-2 pitch and a called third strike. Strom was not happy about it. He lingered for a moment, and I didn't realize he had struck out, but he has, so the inning is over. So a little bit of everything for Chase in that inning. Two walks, a wild pitch, an unearned run, a throwing error, and two strikeouts. Riders will go to the bullpen. Emiliano Teodo, outstanding in this ballgame, and he departs with a 5-1 lead. We'll go to the top half of the seventh in Frisco. It's the Rough Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and Junior Perez leads it off. Florencio Serrano is on the pitch. Right-hander on in relief. 1-0 delivery is right down the middle. One ball, one strike to Junior. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout in this game. Jason Rosario and Saheed Valenzuela to follow. 5-1 Frisco. Serrano's pitch sails way up high for a ball, 2-1. Emiliano Teodo, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run that was earned. That, of course, on the solo home run by Caden Trinkle. That tied the game 1-1. One walk. He only struck out 4. Despite hitting triple digits, pitch down the middle called strike 2-2 to Perez. Struck out the first two batters of the game and then just two more the rest of the way over his next 5 1/3, but gave up only the one run. And he now gives way. So, boy, Emiliano Teodo and Florencio Serrano. That's fancy. 2-2 count, right-hander with the stretch-in pitch, just outside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to count. The top of the stretch inning here in Frisco. Serrano with 2.70 ERA, by the way, out of the Frisco bullpen. Right-hander's pitch swung on and popped in the air. Shallow left field, coming on is Cepeda. Out is a shortstop. It's going to be, it will be Cepeda who will make the catch with DeGody right there as well. Pop fly, shallow left field, one man down. And Jason Rosario, the batter. Jason has extended one of two streaks he has going. He's reached base now in 16 straight, drew a walk back in the second inning. That put two men on, but Riders turned to double play to end the threat. Saheed Valenzuela on deck here in the seventh inning. Pitch way inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, as we get into the final stretch of this road trip, boy, you just wonder when these two teams meet next, and that'll be at Momentum Bank Ballpark at the end of the first half, what will things look like? Pitch swung on and popped in the air, shallow right center field. Out is Rodriguez, and he will make the catch with the second baseman, emphatically so. Now, Jason Rosario, seven-game hit streak is in some jeopardy. May not get another chance. Hounds would certainly hope that he does. Here's Saheed. Saheed Valenzuela, I'd just love to see him get a good swing of the bat right here. He hit it sharply his first time up, but it was within the reach of, I wrote it down backwards, I believe it was a 4-6-3, not a 6-4-3 double play. I believe it was Rodriguez who made the play, but hit it sharply. Takes a called strike. Inside corner 0-1. And these teams will meet to end the first half. Of course, play 18 games between now and then, beginning Tuesday. Pop fly, boy, three very shallow pop-ups, and this one is shallow left field, and Saeed is out, so boy, Serrano comes in and gets three pop-ups. And the Hounds go quietly here in the top half of the seventh inning, so the Riders perhaps closing in on splitting this series and putting us right back where things were when you and I arrived here in the Metroplex on Tuesday. A half game then would separate the two teams. Seventh inning stretch in Frisco, and it's the Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
As we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning, Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. 5-1 ball game with Frisco on top. We're a rough inning for Chase Cohen in this game. And Shohei on in the seventh. Chase goes one inning. Did not give up a hit, gave up a run that was unearned because of his throwing error, actually. He walked two, struck out two, threw a wild pitch. Shohei Tomioka will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Frisco order. Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman, and Josh Hatcher. It's a little non-Googleable here as well. Zavala 0 for 2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a bounce out to shortstop. Zavala, left-handed hitter. Field now entirely in shadows. A little sun hitting the periphery of the ballpark and the apartment buildings beyond the right field wall, but the ballpark itself playing surface now entirely in shadows. Field level is below street level here by a bit. Pitch called strike. And Zavala now an 0-1 count. I'll track down my non-Googleable trivia. All going to tell you about a remarkable hitter. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now this goes back 1.5 million years. But see, this is still pretty amazing. This is Major League Baseball. And I know it's different time, different space, different dimension. But today about a guy named Joe Sewell. Jumping away for a ball. And by the way, this is not just some random guy. This is a Hall of Famer. He is a genuine big leaguer, primarily of his entire career, most of it with the Cleveland, then the Indians, long before the Guardians. Stretch and pitch by Shohei. Sliced foul out of play. 2-2. So on this date, Joe Sewell, 1930, struck out twice against the Chicago White Sox. Okay, he's up there. It was a doubleheader, in fact. Game two of the doubleheader. Struck out twice in one game. 2-2 pitch by Shohei. Swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Had him way out in front. Swinging strike three. Tomioka with a strikeout. One down in the seventh. Between 2 and 20, how many times did Joe Sewell strike out in the 1930 season? By the way, he came to the plate 414 times. It's not a trick question at all. 414 plate appearances, 353 at-bats. How many times did he strike out that season between 2 and 20? Struck out twice on this date. Cody Freeman takes outside for a ball. Freeman's in a horrible slump. He's 0 for 2. He's also walked and scored, by the way. 7 for 16 in the series, on base 10 out of 19. Pitch by Shohei, down and away for a ball, 2-0. Only Freeman just solid as the day is long at third base, and he's been one of the league's best hitters virtually all season. Came into the game at 3-0-8. Got a 299 on the board for him. That's interesting. 0 for 2 drops you down that far. That's still first half of the season. Swinging a high pop-up into right field. Jason Rosario getting a bead on it. Drifts in. He's there. And he's got it for the out. Two men down. Fly ball to shallow right field. How many times did Joe Sewell strike out in 1930? Came to the plate 414 times. I mean, he played the full year. Hall of Famer. Struck out twice on this date. So between 2 and 20, how many times for the year? Well, if you said 2, well, no. I mean, that might be a little off the charts. Now, he didn't strike out twice. He struck out 3 times in 1930. 3. I love that stat. Swinging a foul back, it's 0-1. Now, if you think if that was a fluke, nope. Joe Sewell, who is in the Hall of Fame, played 13 full seasons, and then just parts of one as a rookie. But 13 full seasons. I'll give you a number on him in 13 seasons. Well, part two if we get a chance. Your pitch down and away for a ball. Okay, how about this one? In 13 seasons, how many times did Joe Sewell strike out more than 9 times? In other words, how many times in 13 years did he strike out double-digit totals? I would love to go back, and I wish there was some YouTube on Joe Sewell at the plate. It'd be fascinating. Swinging a foul back is 1-2. In 13 seasons, he struck out 10 times or more, 4 times, and never more than 20. In his first 4 seasons, struck out 17, 20, 12, and 13 times, and never more than 9 after that. Pitched down low for a ball, 2-2. In five of his other 9 seasons, he struck out either 3 or 4 times. Joe Sewell. If you're a BaseballReference.com fan, look him up. Fascinating. Pitch swung on, punched through, left side base hit. Good piece of hitting by Hatcher. And he's had a miserable series, but he's having a heck of a Sunday. Hatcher came in batting 345 in this series. He was on the season. He's 1 for 15 in the series before today, but he's 3 for 4. That'll bump that average back up. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. Again, Rockhounds Hatcher, a left-handed hitter, so the Hounds had him again shaded with the infield, as they're doing again here. And he just punched it right through where the third baseman normally would have been. Clean base hit. He's on with 2 down. Ortiz swings and fouls one back to the screen, 0-1. Well, Ortiz, 2 very good defensive plays in shallow right field, handling a couple of pop-ups. Nicely done. And a double with a run scored, and he set the table for the 3-run rally that is the difference in this game. Riders broke a 1-1 tie in the 4th inning. Swinging a foul back again. Boy, he had a rip, 0-2. And Ortiz getting just 196, but we have seen a couple of flashes of his power, particularly the home run yesterday. 409 to straightaway center here. He hit one that just cleared the batter's eye, just cleared that railing, the yellow railing. It's 7 feet high, but went out at about 405 on a rope. 0-2 stretch, runner the lead, pitch to Abimelech, swung on and missed. So Shohei comes back and gets a three-pitch whiff. No runs on a base hit. No errors, and a man is left on base. So this road trip heading into its final stages, the Rockhounds find themselves down by four. As we go to the top half of the eighth inning in Frisco, it's the Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Riders broke a one-all tie with a three-run fourth inning, and that is largely the difference in this game. They added a decidedly unearned run in the sixth inning. It's a 5-1 game. Rockhounds have a run on five base hits, three errors. Well, that's something the Hounds would really like to clean up. Of course, just the error total doesn't always reflect overall team defense. I mean, fielding percentage is only one metric, and it's the most basic of them. But it's still kind of like batting average and ERA and whip and all that kind of stuff. That's still a very valid number, and the Hounds' defense has not been as good over the last, roughly anyway, 3 weeks as it has been to start the season. And three errors in this ball game won't help the fielding percentage at all. 1-5-3 for the Rockhounds with four men left on base. Riders, five runs, seven hits, no errors. 5-7-0, and they are a very good defensive club. Six men left on base. So to the eighth inning we go. Caden Trinkle, responsible for the Rockhounds' only run in this ballgame, leads it off. Home run from Caden in the third. Takes down the middle from Florencio Serrano. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler to follow in the eighth inning. It drops down low for a ball. The count goes one ball and one strike. And Caden really strong over his last 13 games, hitting right about 350. First two home runs of the season coming in this series. Got a little help from Bonnature in the first one, swinging a foul out of play. 1-2. In this ballpark, pretty legit all the way around, where he took it out about 375 opposite way to left field. The wind was strong that day, and it didn't get out by a whole lot, but obviously a well-hit ball. Swings and sends this one high in the air toward the left field bullpen. Yep, kick into the Frisco bullpen down the left field side, 1-2. Ball he hit in this one cleared the wall by a good amount in right field. 232 on the year coming in, but that average has come up solidly over his last 2.5, 3 weeks. Pitch high for a ball, 2-2. Now the Hounds will face Corpus Christi upon returning home. They've had a good amount of success against the Hooks on the season. Teams meeting for the third time in the first half, in fact. There's a swing and a towering pop-up, barely on the outfield grass. In fact, it might be on the dirt. Right on half dirt, half grass, hauled in by the shortstop, DeGoti. With Serrano has faced four batters, and they have all basically popped out. Junior Perez to very shallow left. Jason Rosario to the second baseman on the outfield grass. So he Valenzuela to left field, not deep. Going to pop up to the shortstop here. Now Cooper Bowman. Cooper 1-for-3. Takes right down the middle. Called strike from Serrano, 0-1. So in the Hounds and the Hooks, and then Hounds and the Missions during the upcoming homestand. And Hounds offense has really been shackled over the last three games of this series, largely anyway. Cooper takes outside for a ball, 1-1. Hounds, remember, scored 11 runs in five innings in game two of the Thursday doubleheader. Swinging a fly ball down the right field side. That will go foul. Count is 1-2. Cooper's been swinging the bat so very well, of course, last 22 games. He got a great break on his base hit in this one. He sent a high fly down the left field side. Cooper thought it was foul. He didn't run initially. Left fielder Cepeda was in pursuit. The ball bent back in with that trajectory and dropped by about a foot or two fair. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. He took out a Cooper. He was rounding first base, and, of course, he just kind of slammed his hand into his chest as if to say that's on me. Should have been at second base with his speed, maybe third. Swinging, he pops one foul out of play. They got a base hit, and, of course, there will be games, and there will be swings of the bat where you get every ounce of that Rawlings baseball and somebody catches it. He's 1-for-3 in this one, so about 350 or so in his last 22 games, bumping that average up to 259 coming in. And it was at 160 not a while ago now, but it was low to start the year. Pitch down low, 3-2. 20 steals in 20 attempts. He is second in all of Double-A baseball. Stretch and pitch, rolled to third base, backhanded by Freeman. Oh, dropped it for a moment, retrieves but got him. That was sharply enough hit that Freeman just had a chance to regroup. Freeman has not committed an error this year. That was close, but again, the ball was right by him. He basically kind of knocked it down, stayed with it, threw Cooper out by a less than a half step, but he got him. Two down for Jack Winkler. Jack has not reached base in this game, and boy, that is you and I know very well has not happened all that often. Takes just outside. Ball one from Serrano. One ball, no strikes. Boy, after 5 days of nothing but clouds and rain for the most part, pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-0. Had a gorgeous day a couple of days ago, and then rains came just in time for the ball game. Cloud banks way, way off back to the east of us, I am guessing, called strike 2-1. Me guessing directions unless the sun is directly rising or directly setting is an absolute lost cause. Big old cloud bank way off in the distance. Other than that, after all that, beautiful blue skies. Makes sense. Swinging a foul back, 2-2. Hounds and Hooks on Tuesday night at 6:30. Tickets. Half price hot dog night coming up on Wednesday. Where is my cheat sheet? Probably, you know what, honestly, I think it blew out the window. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-2. There was a gust of wind not long ago, and my rosters, nicely encased here, wound up at the back of the booth, and I have a feeling my homestand cheat sheet probably flew into the seats. That's good. Swinging a well-hit ball by Winkler to deep left field, and Cepeda looks up. That ball is over his head off the base of the wall. Winkler coming for second, and he will get there. Stand-up double. Jack Winkler with a line drive to left field. As I said, he has been really tough to keep off the stat sheet in a positive way. Jack has now reached base in 22 out of 24 games. His average in that stretch is almost identical to his season average. But again, so productive. 19 runs batted in, 17 runs scored. OBP above 400. Now here's Colby with one on and two out. Swings and he pops one up. Shallow right field. Drifting in and there to make the catch is Hatcher, and the inning is over. So Colby 1-for-4 as he pops out. That's five basically pop-out outs in two innings for Serrano. So Florencio Serrano gives up a base hit, but nothing to go with it. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And the Rough Riders leading the series and road trip finale. It's the Frisco Rough Riders 5, the Rockhounds 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Grant Holman will get a little bit of work this evening. Not the type he would like. It's a non-save situation, but he comes out of the eighth inning as the Rockhounds right-hander. So Grant Holman will face 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Kader Rodriguez, Alex Degody, and Hazel Cepeda. First pitch down and in. Let me double-check something real quick like here. Sure, we have the right batter. At plate, no, Pranger Chavez. Here's the batter. Boy, did not see him come into the game. Apologies. Swinging a foul back, so Pranger Chavez now coming into this ball game. Double check and see if this is his first at bat, and I would bet it is not. End of the road trip. Got to get some home cooking. As long as it's not me doing the cooking. Pitch outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Probably is, but that's neither here nor there. Pranger, a switch hitter. He takes outside for a ball from Grant Holman. Count goes 2-1. And again is a former MC Chaparral. Played at Midland College. Drafted by the Rangers out of MC. Takes, and that is ball four, so he will draw a quick walk here from Grant Holman. So it's one man on and nobody down. Alex Degody will be the batter. Hazel Cepeda and Cooper Johnson to follow in the eighth inning. You know, we had some miscommunication with the lineup change right before the game for Frisco, and I think that's where that all started. That is with just a little lack of communication. Pop up right side, Cooper Bowman, he will glove it. So high pop out off to Godey's bat. One man down. Happens every once in a while. Gregorio Petit asking something of our first base umpire. Catch was made. Gregorio pointing out toward second base, talking with Chris Presley Murphy, who is our crew chief. Chris is at first base in this game. I don't know what G saw there. And we will walk back to the dugout. Nobody on and one man down. Happens every once in a while on lineup changes that don't necessarily get communicated or aren't communicated properly up to the press box. That was the case here this evening with Frisco, so I've undoubtedly missed something in that haze. Pitch a called strike to Cepeda, and it's 0-1. Leadoff walk to Pranger Chavez. Degody popping out to second base. Cepeda waits, right-handed hitter, swings and fouls one back. It's 0-2. Cepeda struck out in the second inning. RBI single in the fourth, and then walked in the sixth. Again, the three-run fourth inning. Changing this ball game, the last two of those runs scoring on back-to-back two-out singles at the bottom of the order. Pitch low and away for a ball, one ball, one strike. started to mention a couple of moments ago, when the Rockhounds return home, they'll face Corpus Christi in San Antonio. And I was kidding about home cooking, but just in terms of getting home and getting the bats going again after a couple of frustrating games. A little looper down the right field side, and that'll go into the seats, not by much, but a foul ball stays 1-2. And, of course, it's really just a two or maybe three-game stretch. Hounds have not scored a bunch of runs. Scored five on Thursday, but a couple of those coming on an uncharacteristic miscue that allowed a couple of runs to score. Only one yesterday, only one in this game. Holman's pitch drops down low for a ball, two balls and two strikes. Cepeda, slightly open stance, right-hand box, closes it up, ground ball out towards second. Here's Cooper, backhands to shortstop, Jack Winkler on to first. They get him? Yep, they did. Cepeda was already kind of lobbying that he beat that, and I don't know that he didn't slow down to indicate he was safe. Instead, he is out. So that's a 4-6-3 double play, and the Rockhounds will deny the Riders anything else, at least here in the eighth inning, but still down by four as we are bound for the top half of inning number nine. So in Frisco, after eight, with maybe an inning to go in this series and in this road trip, it is Frisco 5, Rockhounds 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
In the top of the ninth, Robbie Ahlstrom will come on. He has already closed one game in this series, left-hander for the Riders. And he'll face the middle third of the order. That'll be Shane McGuire, Brendan Malone, and Junior Perez. Hounds need four to extend this game to the last of the ninth inning. Riders need three outs to gain a split of the series and move back to within a half game of the Hounds, and that's where the teams were when this series began Tuesday morning. Called strike to Shane, 0-1. As it was in Springfield, Rockhounds in danger of dropping the last two. They took the first four at Springfield, dropped the last two. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Kind of changes, I guess, the feel of a series. But again, Hounds win the series at Springfield and apparently will split here at Frisco, and that's 7-5 against two very good clubs. It's way up and in. That is off the glove of the catcher, Cooper Johnson. Count goes 2-1 to McGuire. I will not bore you with details, but about 30 seconds ago, we got the the correction, if you will, on the lineup from the start of this game. Pitch high and away, 3-1. You know, it's the end of a 12-game road trip. The Rockhounds are down 5-1. You have better things to do than to worry about that, so I'll just let my score sheet be a mess on that side. Pitch is a called strike, and the count goes 3-2 to Shane. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He's 1-for-3 in the ballgame as the Rockhounds catcher. Ahlstrom settles in, slender left-hander with the 3-ball, 2-strike offering, and it's sent high in the air. Another pop-up. Outfield grass, shallow. This is Springer Chavez, by the way, who will make that catch. Or is it? That's still DeGoti. I'm sorry, that's DeGoti. And he will make the play. So a pop-out to shortstop, one down here. Into the top of the ninth inning. Baseball gets goofy. Sometimes, you know, you just chuckle and say thank you very much and move on. Ahlstrom, 6'3", listed as 195. California native comes set. One down here in the ninth inning. And Brendan Maloon, the batter, he's 0-for-3. Takes a good breaking pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Well, kidding aside, looking forward certainly to getting home. I enjoy the road. But with 2 weeks, that's about as much as you like. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-1. I really did kind of laugh out loud that I was packing up the suitcase, and it is nothing but a bunch of dirty laundry in the, you know, the utility bag. I'm going to wear out the washing machine when this one's over. Here's the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch, and that is swung on and lifted high and foul out of play, 1-2. 2-week road trip is the only one on the season. 2-week homestand is the only one as well. There's a 9-gamer as well built around the 4th of July week. And it will be nice to settle in for a while at home. Here's a swing and a miss, and Brendan Maloon out on strikes. And for Brendan, that is only the third time in his last 20 games he has not reached base. And again, one of those, he went 0-for-1. Now, he got tossed in that game, so I guess that one's kind of a... That's all on Brendan, I guess. You have to be careful what you say, but, boy, he's been so very consistent, even with that on base in 17 of his last 20 games. Breaking pitch, and a good one finds the inside corner to Junior Perez, and the Hounds down to their last out. Man, it is going to be something. 24 games to go beginning on Tuesday, and lead's going to be a half a game. Pop up, maybe playable. Cooper Johnson, nope, going to run out of room, and that'll go into the seats behind home plate. 0-2. So, be the Rockhounds by a half game over Frisco, and by 5 over San Antonio, with 24 to go in the first half. Boy, we get to that point quickly, don't we? Pitch called, third strike in the knees. Boy, Perez didn't like it. I'm not sure I blame him, but ball game is over. Boy, that was a borderline pitch. It goes Robbie Ahlstrom's way. He strikes out a couple. And after all that, we've had rain. We've had rain outs. Had 6 games of baseball eventually played, and the teams will depart, or the Hounds anyway, will depart exactly the way they were when they arrived in town. The Rockhounds by a half game over the Frisco Rough Riders. Thank you, friend Zach Bigley, for all the terrific hospitality here in the press box. Good longtime friend from a long ago, Scott Garner. Thank you. He's the PA guy. Just waved that way. PA a little bit here this season. Very, very cool. So thanks to one and all here for the hospitality in Frisco. And we'll give you some numbers on this game. The line score on the other side of the break. The Riders will exchange the high fives. The Rockhounds will head to the clubhouse and then to the bus. So the overall numbers on this one. Hounds go 7-5 on the road trip. And with their victory here, the Riders gain a split of this 6-game series. Frisco 5, the Rockhounds 1. Totals coming up right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds in this ballgame, one run on six base hits. Rockhounds committed three errors in this game, and that again, really pretty unusual. But 1-6 and three errors did a little bit of damage, not the significant variety, but they did a little bit of damage to the errors in this ball game. 1-6 and three for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's five runs on seven base hits, no errors. 5-7 and 0. The Rockhounds had the only home run of the game, and it was their only run of the contest. Caden Trinkle with his second home run of the series and of the season. Caden with a home run to right field, and it was the genuine article that came back in the third inning. That tied the game, but the Riders scored the last four, including three runs in the fourth inning when they broke this ball game open. Emiliano Teodo, who hit 100 miles an hour two, if not three, maybe four times in this ball game, hard throwing right-hander, he will get the win in this game. And he is now 3-1 on the season. His Teodo drops that ERA down to 2.09. He is one of the best in the league. And boy, again, a hard thrower. James Gonzalez takes the loss, falls to 2-1 with a 5.68 earned run average. Ball game was played in 2 hours, 27 minutes. There was a 4-minute, look this, they even account for it, 4-minute delay. There was an issue with the mound. But 2:27, the baseball daylight time, 6,776 watched it here at Riders Field in Frisco. Might be doing Sunday evening fireworks here. Good, that'll delay everybody getting out. not quite dark yet, as a matter of fact. So it looks like they're going to do the fireworks thing here on this Memorial Day weekend. No baseball, of course, tomorrow, with Monday still being the off day, but we will give you a look at what lies ahead. We'll do a quick wrap-up here from Frisco in just a couple of moments. From Riders Field in the Metroplex, our final score today, the Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Riders took this one 5-1 and were pretty well in control. Of course, that three-run fourth inning broke the one-all tie. Riders did not look back. So as we wrap this road trip, again, the Rockhounds have finished 7-5. They would have liked to have done a little more, but 7-5 on a road trip against two clubs who, with the Rockhounds, had two of the three best records in the league when this road trip began. 7-5 is really a very strong finish. The Hounds win the series at Springfield 4-2, split this one with the Rough Riders, and boy, the game is on beginning Tuesday. 24 games left in this first half pennant race, and the Rockhounds lead by a half game over the Rough Riders. So we'll look forward to bringing you baseball for a couple of weeks at Rocky Town. That'll begin Tuesday, 6:30 is our first pitch with the Corpus Christi Hooks coming to town. So look forward to seeing you there. Thanks so much for coming along on this road swing. 2 weeks on the road for the Rockhounds. Always a pleasure to bring it to you, and be even a greater pleasure to get on home and see you at Rocky Town beginning on Tuesday evening. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Riders Field in Frisco, where the Riders win the finale by the final score of 5-1, but a solid road trip for the Rockhounds. And until Tuesday, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Frisco, Texas, and Riders Field.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.